What about DCIS and partial breast radiation?
DCIS in the past was not treated with partial breast irradiation, not for any particular reason, but in the phase 3 trial, patients with DCIS are allowed. In other words, it's not an exclusion criteria. In the registry trial for the mammocyte balloon catheter, almost 200 patients were treated with the mammocyte who had ductal carcinoma in situ. So it'll be interesting to see how those patients do. Right now, the follow-up on those groups of patients is quite short. It's only 15 months, and they've done quite well, but certainly you need longer follow-up to determine whether or not partial breast irradiation for patients with ductal carcinoma in situ is as efficacious as whole breast irradiation. But if it proves to be the case, it is a very nice option to have down the road, because as I'm sure you know, there have been numerous studies over the past 10, 20 years that have attempted to eliminate radiation therapy entirely. And there are many surgeons across the country who've tried to identify a subset of patients who do not require radiation therapy for ductal carcinoma in situ. And many of those studies have been inconsistent. I mean, there's no question that there's going to be a group of patients who probably don't require radiation therapy. But to this day, it's difficult to actually identify those patients. So I think if partial breast irradiation is shown to work in patients with ductal carcinoma in situ, it will give you an intermediate type of technique, not as extensive as whole breast radiation and not as limited as no radiation therapy, to treat patients. Because at the end of the day, I think what we clearly know is that radiation will reduce the risk of local recurrence for any subset of patients with ductal carcinoma in situ after lumpectomy. The question is, how much reduction, and is it needed? Do you necessarily have to go through 6 weeks of radiation? Well, if partial breast irradiation works, it certainly is a nice intermediate step, if you will, between full breast irradiation versus no breast irradiation.